More than a dozen kinds of cancer are on the rise in adults under 50. Keeping up with recommended screenings and talking to your doctor about unusual symptoms can help catch cancers early when they're most treatable. Reporters Kara Anthony and Blake Farmer with our series HealthQ volunteered to take a quiz to clock their own knowledge about early onset cancers. You can play along.
Kara? Welcome to the HealthQ Quiz, Early Onset Cancer Edition.
I'm nervous, but here we go.
Okay.
Let's jump right in with question one. Which two of these cancers are on the rise the most in people under 50? Colorectal cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, or bone cancer?
I feel like I've heard colorectal's up. I'll go with also bone cancer.
Okay. One out of two isn't bad. Colorectal and breast cancers are increasing in people under 50 the most. Also, colorectal cancer is now the most deadly cancer for people in this age range.
Wow. All right, let's move to question two, which is related. What are the current recommended ages for a first mammogram, which scans for breast cancer, and colonoscopy, which scans for colorectal cancer?
I'm going to go pretty young here and say 35 or 40.
Recommended age, 40 for a mammogram, 45 for a colonoscopy. However, your doctor might want you to get one of these scans much sooner, even in your 20s, depending on personal risk factors.
Okay, what are the personal risk factors?
Well, you know, one of the big ones is unusual symptoms that can be kind of scary, like blood in your stool, lump in the breast, ongoing fatigue, even unusual pain. Don't just wait for it to go away. Tell your doctor. Another very important risk factor is your family history. Bryce Ramsey was diagnosed with colorectal cancer at 33.
If I would have known that I had a significant family history, I would have been scoped a lot younger. After my diagnosis, I begged my dad and my aunt and my brother to all get screened, and it come back that all of them had colon cancer also.
Bryce's family members, they're all able to get treatment. They're doing well today. She said it can be uncomfortable to talk to older family members about their private health information, but, you know, maybe make a joke. Remind them it could save a life.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Last question. There are several at-home cancer screening kits. What should you do before taking one of these tests? And let's count down and say our answers together this time.
All right, so three,
two, one.
What? Talk to your doctor?
Oh, I said fast.
Oh,
okay, you got it right. Talk to your doctor. That's good. Okay. We spoke to Dr. Vita Geary, director of the Early Onset Cancer Program at the Yale Cancer Center.
It's hard to know the accuracy of these tests, and some of these tests could lead to a false sense of either reassurance or false anxiety and alarm. So please talk to your doctor first before doing any at-home tests.
Positive or negative results, you're going to want to check in with your doctor about them. Your doctor is probably going to want to order their own screenings anyway, so save yourself some time and money by talking to your doctor about the best test for you first.
Well, it sounds like the most important thing any of us can do when it comes to our cancer risk is having a primary care doctor you trust.
Yes, but also, let's be real, not everyone has a doctor, so at least get your screenings and get any unusual symptoms checked out sooner rather than later. Just in case it is, in fact, cancer.
That's Kara Anthony and Blake Farmer with HealthQ, brought to you by WPLN and KFF Health News. You can learn more about cancer risk and cancer screenings at WPLN.org/HealthQ.